is it so necessary to have elder abuse shelters?
Well, unfortunately, elder abuse is both a national and international phenomenon. Estimates are as high as 1 in 10 elders face some sort of abuse during their lifetimes. And for people who are victims of domestic violence, this country has a very good system of shelters. But for those who are victims of elder abuse, there's really no place to go. A domestic violence shelter is not an appropriate setting for an older person, and there's really no safe haven for our elders. So growing elder abuse shelters in this country is a really important movement, and I think one that we'd like to see happen all over the country.
Well, for decades, many communities have had shelters for victims of domestic violence. How do you establish a center like this in a long-term care facility like your retirement community?
You know, at the core of shelter is really one thing, and that's a bed. And in a long-term care facility, we always have a bed. We have a bed, we have food, we have medical services and nursing services, we have social work, we have pastoral care. All of the elements that need to exist to create a shelter environment exist here. So for us to be able to say, we'll have a bed available and someone can come in here that is an older adult and find that safety net just makes so much sense.
I know just a few weeks ago you had the opportunity to hear Kathy Greenlee speak. She's the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services for Aging.
One of the things that she said that so struck me is she talked about the system we have in this country for domestic violence shelters, and she mentioned that those shelters really grew out of a movement started by survivors, people who were women who were survivors of domestic violence said, oh my gosh, we have to create a network of safe havens so people have a place that they can go when they are in crisis. Well, our elders can't do that, and therefore it is our obligation to create these safe havens for them. And as a nonprofit, faith-based organization, we see this as our obligation, and we are more than willing to step to the plate at Cedar Village.
And Carol, I know that you've said opening Shalom Center is about more than just providing a safe haven.
Opening the Shalom Center gives us the opportunity to really do community education and outreach. It's also about helping to raise the level of awareness and giving us a platform to really educate people about what to look for and ideally to provide interventions at a point in time before someone needs a crisis stay and to make sure that our older adults receive the respect and the dignity that they deserve so that they can live out their older years in safety and peace.
Carol Silver Elliott, thanks so much for being with us today. Really appreciate your
time.
Thank
you so much.
I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.